The University of Oxford has a long history to do the study of China. The Bodleian Library began collecting Chinese books as early as in the 17th century. The university's formal Chinese studies began in 1876 with the appointment of the great missionary and scholar James Legge, who was also Oxford's first professor of Chinese studies. His translations of the Confucian classics and other classic texts are still used as a standard reference today. Since the early 1990s, the social science study of modern China has added to Oxford's traditional sinology, which is a long-standing strength in the university. Chinese studies at Oxford have developed dramatically in the last 15 years. It can be said that Oxford has now become the ideal place for leading scholars around the world in pre-modern, modern, and contemporary Chinese studies. On its strong base in sinology, Oxford University launched the China Center on the 13th of May, 2008, aiming to build a world-leading center for the study of China, not merely in Europe, but in North America, Australia, and Asia. The new center provides a platform for China-related study across the university and plays a key role in the university's strategy to strengthen its relationship with China and other centers in Chinese studies across the world. In addition, the University of Oxford China Center has become a critical interface of the university's relations with institutions involved with China. The center is directly supported by both the Humanities and Social Sciences divisions, and Dr. Frank Peek, the director of Oxford's Institute for Chinese Studies, is the director of the center.